This episode of Synchronize would ideally be watched in its video format, which is available for free at thesyncbook.com. However, we have made this MP3 podcast available for ease of transport. Maybe when you get home, you should watch the video. Just saying.
This is Joe Alexander from Barely Human on YouTube, and you're listening to Syncbook Radio from thesyncbook.com.
Hello again. In our previous episode, Donna asked,
"Why do I get a rash when I drink?"
And got the answer.
You know a friend would never see you solely as a body to occupy.
Now, here's the fourth question of the evening, answered by a song that sure didn't sound like it was inspired by Grand Funk Railroad. Well, come on over, baby. Step into my time machine. Step into the front row, back in 2014.
And the next question on Radio 8 Ball comes from Brielle. Brielle!
My name's Brielle. I'm here for the Sync Summit in Olympia 2014. And I had a question tonight. Before my name was called, I said to my husband, "I sure hope my name isn't called." But I got some answers tonight.
Wonderful. Brielle, welcome to Radio 8 Ball. Please put the mic close to your mouth.
Why, hello.
Hello, Brielle. Would you please read your question for the Pop Oracle?
Well, Andy Shmushkin, is it a boy or a girl?
Is it a boy or a girl? And now to engage the Pop Oracle, you get to spin the Wheel of Eight.
Na, 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 na. Wheel of Eight.
Song number five.
I need a manager. Show me the hustler in the bowler hat. I'll give him 22% of me. What's the sense in VH1? So he retained a third of his shallow fame, and the rest was tax in the lawyer's claim. I'm selling speakers at the pawn exchange. It's kinda hard to feel sympathy. He was an inch from suicide. Cut his fleet of vintage cars down to four. I'm not gonna watch this show anymore. Cause I need a manager. Honey, don't you think it's time? Oh, I need a manager. Honey, don't you think it's time. Thought that we could depend on you. Why'd you go with some other team? Guess I'll hit Los Angeles. Bottom build when no one asked me to play. It's either that or commit to stay. Well, my new songs are all dead at birth because there's nobody behind the scene. What I need is a twitchy thug. Evens out the deal with the club to the knees. Like Peter Grant with a social disease.
and I need a manager. Honey, don't you think it's time? Oh, I need a manager. If I'm ever gonna make this pay, I need a shark I can call today. 'Cause I've got more to sing to the world. So open-hearted and spoken through me. Spoken through me, through me. Spoken through me, through me. Spoken through me.
David Connolly with I Need a Manager, the answer to Brielle's question, is it a boy or, did you say girl or boy or boy or girl? Which one did you say first?
Boy or a girl.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Sounds like a boy to me.
Okay, well, so, well, Peter, why do you say that?
It's just a pretty male kind of song, you know, Peter Grant and, you know.
Peter Grant was Led Zeppelin's manager, a notorious thug in the rock and roll business, right? Would you describe
it? Yeah, I mean, maybe it doesn't necessarily have to be male. That was just the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit, is that like a true song? Is that just like your way of saying I need a manager?
No, it's actually probably quite the contrary. It was inspired by my viewing of... Everyone knows that show, Behind the Music. We've all seen those. Anyone ever see the Grand Funk Railroad one?
Grand Funk Railroad was a hit-making juggernaut until they were derailed by million-dollar lawsuits and devastating tax problems.
In the documentary, it was just like, and then the IRS took my house, and then they took all my cars. And I think at one point Mark Farner says, when will people stop attacking me?
When will people stop attacking me?
It's really your worst dream from hell.
People have committed suicide for less.
We're an American band.
And, you know, I, at the time, I'm living in a little punk house with, you know, rodents running across the floor and a toilet that's split in half. And, you know, the problems that he has, I could handle all right at this point, you know.
And the only thing between you and being attacked like Mark Farner is a manager.
Yeah. They did have a truly horrible manager.
Oh.
So it's not, you know. But
well,
they're millionaires and they're in Grand Funk, you know. It's like, come on.
Let's bring it to Brielle. What did you think about that as the answer to your question?
Well, first of all, I thought it was a beautiful song.
Thank you very much.
And I think that regardless if it's a boy or a girl, I need to get a manager because I've been sitting at home listening to podcasts, thousands and thousands of hours of podcasting, all you guys. And now it's time to get out and those final lines of speaking through me or through me, really. So it's time something's about to expand. And yeah, but I agree, I do think it's a boy.
Well, he's saying I need a man, a juror.
Manager, yeah.
So
yeah,
yeah. That definitely made me think that it was a masculine thing. Woo. Little woo for synchronicity. Or was that for men? Was that a woo for men?
Go man.
I need a man. Woo! It's women and men. you know, I thought about that, and you know, it would be, it's not easy, but it would be remiss of me not to mention there was I felt it that went through the crowd. There was a scary line in there. You heard it. Did you hear it?
There was a couple.
I didn't
of
catch it. What was it?
Where my new songs are all dead at birth because there's nobody behind the scene.
Oh, right.
But this is one thing. It's an important part about understanding synchronicity. Synchronicity is a mirror. And whenever we look into it, we see not only our hopes, but we see our fears. We see the truth veiled through our hopes and our fears. And so the song is reflecting back, you know, the hopes of, you know, it's not even saying it's a boy or a girl. It's a man. He's already, like, in the answer to the song, he's already born, grown up, and he's, you know, he's that, he's
But where
the
does
man.
It say that it's a man?
What?
Manager.
I need a manager.
But man and manager, to, you know, they just have a couple letters in common.
You're not thinking synchronistically. It's all in there.
I think that might be a little bit of a stretch, Shmushums.
Shmushums is all about stretching. So that's, you know, that's...
You're right, stretching.
We're looking into the questions that come up when we're on the verge of one of the most... I mean, we talked about it earlier. What is real? Son, you've fallen in love. You know, and this is here we're in this place of reality. Like, if this were just a normal TV show, I would never have pointed out that line. I would hope that nobody noticed it, and then we'd move on. Mm-hmm. But those fears are naturally going to be there, just like the hopes. And that's where we answer questions and then question the answers. And ultimately, it's for you to figure out, and then for us to figure out how this is, you know, where we're asking that question in our life. Is it a boy or a girl? You know, we might be asking that about ourselves. We might be asking that about our partner. We might be asking that about, you know, some other thing. So thank you for guiding us towards that question. And thank you, Peter, for answering it so beautifully with your song.
Oh, that's what I'm here for.
And now, Brielle, how do you feel?
Ready.
Ready? When is he or she due?
Due date is on my birthday, October 20th. So hoping babies run on time.
Oh, Scorpio, a little nest of Scorpio.
No, Libra.
Oh, Libras. Yeah. Oh, well, that's cusp. Nice. Oh, Libra cusp. Very nice. Okay, well, Brielle, would you please reach in and pick the next guest on Radio 8 Ball? Thank you very much. And Brielle, wait, you get a book. Or actually, you get the Mona Reels. Grown Up So Slow, the new Mona Reels record.
Awesome.
It has that song on it.
Oh, very cool. That's so
cool. Give it up for Brielle. Nice and loud. Nice and loud. Nice and loud.
Here's something funny. When we sold tickets to the Olympia Sync Summit, we had a package that included lodging at the Fertile Ground Bed and Breakfast. Brielle and her husband emailed me after those tickets were all gone, asking if we could find room for them. Unfortunately, all the beds were taken. Bear in mind, I had no idea she was a pregnant lady, or I would have kicked someone, even myself, to the floor to make room for her. But this idea of a pregnant woman with no room at the inn made me look at this song, I Need a Manager, as I Need a Manger.
But man and manager, to, you know, they just have a couple letters in common.
You're not thinking synchronistically. It's all in there.
That Brielle would get a song about a manipulative financial partner is fascinating, as she told us the day after this was filmed that her and her husband found the sync book while coping with the fallout of a business deal gone wrong. Score one for the Pop Oracle. But quickly take that point away, because all of us in the house that night felt so damn sure the baby was going to be a boy. Yet a few months after the show, Brielle gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. I've just found out Brielle's got another one on the way, so maybe we've got a chance to get it right next time. And while I'm doling out imaginary points, I'd like to pat my friend Andy Schmushin on the back for his impressive handling of this question. Not only did he expertly navigate that line about dead at birth, he also zeroed in on an issue that would consume the American conversation in the year between Brielle's question and the video you are watching right now. From Supreme Court rulings on gay marriage, an explosion of rainbow flags across Facebook, and the media's fascination with Caitlyn Jenner, it was a full year of asking, is it a boy or a girl?
We're asking that question in our life. Is it a boy or a girl? You know, we might be asking that about ourselves. We might be asking that about our partner. We might.
In a year of gender fluidity, asking is it a boy or a girl is almost like asking if it is a particle or a wave. Yet all of us, and society at large, continue to wrestle with the seeming dichotomy.
I thought that we could depend on you. Why'd you go with some other team?
You think you can get him to just change teams? He's not gonna suddenly switch sides.
Why?
When you join that team, it's not a whim. He likes his team. He's set with that team.
We've got a good team?
Yeah, we do. We do have a good team.
Well, why can't he play for us?
So it seems that we continue to ask, what is real? This episode reminded me that what is real is the fact that we are all struggling with identifying our own identities, and must meet strangers and welcome our children with the compassion that they too will have to look deeply at themselves. Luckily, we have Sync as a mirror to look into.
Synchronicity is a mirror, and whenever we look into it, we see not only our hopes, but we see our fears.
But you need not fear, because if you stay tuned, you'll get episode 5 and the next question.
This episode brought to you by...
If you enjoyed this, you may want to know that there's another new video from the Olympia Sync Summit that we just released last week. If you want to watch Ezra Sanzerbell's pre-show, recorded the same night as this Radio 8 Ball, go to thesyncbook.com/OLE2014.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast from Syncbook Radio. If you enjoyed this episode, there's so much more content waiting for you at thesyncbook.com. Tune into our other Syncbook Radio programs, including 42 Minutes, Always Record, The Marty Leeds Mathemagical Radio Hour, Pentimental, Synchronize, Sync Quick News, as well as our most recent editions, Fine Just Fine and Hypnosis. Our newest episodes are always free, and members get access to our full archive of over 600 hours. You'll find all of this, as well as our books and videos, at thesyncbook.com.